Welcome to Cricket Central. Test matches are often won by sides which have the bowlers capable of taking 20 wickets. These bowlers often change the complexion of the match, taking wickets by toiling hard in testing conditions or sometimes putting the ball in the right areas on conducive situations. In the curtain raiser to the Ashes series 2010, we will take a closer look at the Australian great fast bowler Glenn McGrath. During the Ashes series of 98-99, suffocating the England batsman with his nagging line and length. A programmed bowler who could put all the six deliveries on the same spot, day in, day out, with uncanny accuracy, McGrath was at his menacing best and played a vital role in helping Australia eventually win the Ashes series by the scoreline 3-1. The reason why I say this is the series was alive till the final match, with 2-1. England, as often in the past, lost the series decider at the Sydney Cricket Ground by 98 runs. McGrath, however, finished the series with a rich haul of 24 wickets at a bowling average of 20.50. Enjoy the moment. Three slips and a gully, and Glenn McGrath has got the ball in his hand. Glenn McGrath to Atherton, and Atherton has nicked it away onto the third slip. That is a terrific piece of fast bowling from the Australian champion Glenn McGrath. He has put the ball in the right area and squared Atherton up. Atherton wasn't sure whether to go forward or backward, and in the end edged it towards the third slip. So Atherton goes for a duck. Graham Thorpe playing quite well now. Glenn McGrath to Graham Thorpe. Short delivery and pulled away, but straight towards the man at short square leg position. That is gone. Glenn McGrath has struck again for Australia, and the batsman dismisses Graham Thorpe. Couldn't keep the pull shot down, and straight towards the man positioned at the short square leg position. That's a very intelligent piece of bowling, allowing the batsman to go with the shot and encourage him to play the shot that he isn't quite used to. So that's a big wicket for the Australian team now. Graham Thorpe being dismissed on a score of 77. And this session has come alive with this wicket. Glenn McGrath again, a short delivery, and this time couldn't keep it down. Another one goes, trying to pull Glenn McGrath out of the park. This time it is Dominic Cock who tried to play authentic pull shot, but I think the ball just climbed big on Dominic Cock, and Stuart McGill has taken the most easy catches that you will find on the cricket field. So Dominic Cock goes on not caught by McGill and bowled by McGrath. Terrific piece of bowling again. Short delivery, and Glenn McGrath bowling the short delivery, inviting the batsman to go for the pull. The ball just getting bigger on Dominic Cock, and in the end hit the top part of the bat and ballooned up in the air, and in the end it was the most simplest of catches. So McGrath picks up another one. Glenn McGrath to Peter Such. That's a very loud shout, in fact a very close one, and the umpire has raised his crooked finger. So Peter Such is being given LBW to Glenn McGrath for not. The Australian fast bowler is troubling the batsman with his pace, skill and accuracy. There is no doubt about it, and Australia now in a commanding situation once again in this test match. Peter Such, the tail ender, is dismissed. LBW bowl Glenn McGrath for naught. Glenn McGrath to Alan Mullaly. Alan Mullaly just goes for a pull shot again, ballooned up in the air, and Kasprovis takes an easy catch. So that is the end of Alan Mullaly. McGrath bending his back on this occasion, getting a steep bounce on Mullaly. The ball went bigger on Mullaly, hitting the top part of the bat and then ballooned up in the air. Michael Kasprovis taking the easiest of catches. So Alan Mullaly goes for a not caught Kasprovis bowl McGrath. Glenn McGrath to Angus Fraser. Angus Fraser could not keep it down, and that's another catch for Mark Waugh. Straight into the second slip. That was a steep bounce extracted from the surface, and the batsman Angus Fraser could not keep it down, hitting the shoulder of the blade and ballooned it towards the man. Second slip. Mark was the man who was standing at the second slip, and pows the most easiest of catch that you can find. Good delivery, and that's gone as well. Glenn McGrath is ecstatic, and that's another wicket for Glenn McGrath. Angus Fraser couldn't keep the ball down, straight away in the air towards the second slip, and Mark Waugh takes a simple catch. That's the end of Angus Fraser. Mark Waugh bowled Glenn McGrath for one. Glenn McGrath to Michael Atherton. Michael Atherton goes for the audacious pull shot, and in the air, and there's a man coming underneath it, and that's Damien Fleming who's got the catch. So Glenn McGrath continues his dominance over Michael Atherton, again getting rid of him for the false pull shot, and Michael Atherton is gone. Caught Fleming bowled McGrath 28, and his struggle continues against Glenn McGrath. Glenn McGrath to Michael Atherton, coming over the wicket this time. Good delivery, square him up, and that's gone, Michael. Glenn McGrath coming over the wicket to Nasir Hussain. And Hussain nicks it into the gloves of Ian Healy. That's gone as well. The poor form of Nasir Hussain continues. Ian Healy bowled Glenn McGrath for 6. Terrific piece of bowling again, inviting the batsman to come onto the front foot and committing the batsman committing on the shot. And in the end, it was a genuine outside edge carrying to the wicketkeeper Ian Healy. And Ian Healy making no mistake to collect the catch with both hands. So a great, oh my goodness, that is clean ball. Gone through the defense of Alex Stewart. The skipper falls for 38. Glenn McGrath has struck again. What a delivery. A little bit of swing in the air as it pitched, straightened up and came back in sharply after pitching. And Alex Stewart was absolutely bamboozled by that delivery. Terrific piece of fast bowling again. Came back in, and after that it hit the pad and ricocheted off the stumps. So that's the end of Alex Stewart bowled Glenn McGrath for 38. Glenn McGrath to Mark Ramprakash. Good delivery, steep amount of bounce, and Mark Ramprakash guides it towards the second slip. Mark Watt takes an easiest of catches. So Ramprakash is being dismissed on 61. Terrific piece of fast bowling again. Sharp amount of bounce being extracted from the surface. The batsman could not control the shot. And in the end, it was a well-judged catch by Mark Watt in the slips. Crawley is the new man in. He's had a quiet start. He's batting on 5. Glenn McGrath to John Crawley. Good delivery this time, and that's bowled as well. Comprehensively bowled. That's a terrific piece of fast bowling again. The ball came back in sharply and had no chance to defend at that one. In fact, it kept a little low as well and hit the timber. Glenn McGrath to John Crawley. Bowled him. That's comprehensively bowled. Superb piece of bowling again. The ball came back in sharply after pitching. I think it just hit the seam and came back in, kept a little low, and disturbed the timber on its way. So John Crawley goes for 5, bowled McGrath, and the perseverance paying for Glenn McGrath. Glenn McGrath to Crawley, and pouched it quite easily as well. So that's the end of Mark Ramprakash. Terrific piece of bowling again from the Australian quickie, Glenn McGrath. Graham Hick taken. The catch has been collected in the second slip. The umpires are in a discussion mode. The batsman has stood the ground as well. Graham Hick is not ready to go to the pavilion. There has been a discussion now. Only the question that needs to be asked is whether the ball pitched before the shot was executed, because it was a full length delivery, and Graham Hick played it towards the offside. Ricky Ponting was the man, in fact, who took the catch. One will have to say that. I think there was no question whether the catch was taken cleanly. The only question was whether the ball hit the ground while the shot was executed, and in the end the umpires have adjudicated that Graham Hick is out. Caught Ponting bowled McGrath for duck. Darren Gough facing Glenn McGrath, and he's edged that one towards Ian Healy. That's a comfortable catch for Ian Healy. Good length delivery. Gough could not keep it down, and straight away nicked one towards Healy, and Healy doesn't miss too many of them. So Darren Gough is dismissed by Glenn McGrath. Caught Ian Healy for 3. That's a very good piece of fast bowling again, keeping the length and line very straight and accurate. And tail enders don't like that many deliveries coming straight towards them and targeting the stump. Glenn McGrath, terrific piece of fast bowling, inviting the batsman to come onto the front foot and nicked away again. That is the end of Michael Atherton. He is disgusted with himself with that kind of a shot. The ball was inviting to come it onto the front foot, and Atherton, all he did was to nick that one straight towards the soul, Glenn McGrath. The ascendancy of Glenn McGrath continues over Michael Atherton. Terrific piece of bowling again. And Michael Atherton committing onto the front foot, and a genuine edge carrying to the wicketkeeper Ian Healy. Ian Healy collecting it gleefully. Glenn McGrath coming over the wicket to Mark Butcher. And there's a bat pad. That's a superb catch. The short leg fieldsman has plucked the catch out of thin air. That's a magnificent catch. Just have a look at the catches once again. Good delivery, hitting the seam, and bat and pad involved. And the short leg fielder, in fact, the forward short leg fielder has taken an absolute blinder. going to his right and plucking the ball out of thin air. The best of them so far, Glenn McGrath, pitching it one on towards the good length area, and Mark Butcher couldn't keep it down, control the shot, straight away offering a chance to the forward short leg fieldsman, and the forward short leg fieldsman, Justin Langer, making no mistake to pluck that catch out of thin air. Glenn McGrath to Dean Hedley. Hedley has been cleaned up by Glenn McGrath. Terrific incoming delivery, and Hedley couldn't do much about that one. The ball clipping the middle stump, and the sweet sound of the timber delighting the bowler Glenn McGrath. So Hedley is being dismissed by Glenn McGrath. Glenn McGrath to Alan Mullaly. Alan Mullaly taking on the pull shot. There is a bit of confusion. The ball has gone up in the air, and Glenn McGrath and Michael Slater both are converging for the catch, but in the end it was Glenn McGrath who's taken the catch. So Alan Mullaly has been dismissed. Cotton bowl Glenn McGrath for 16. A wild shot attempted by the tail ender, and in the end Glenn McGrath keeping his cool and pulling off a good catch. Alex Stewart now facing Glenn McGrath. Good delivery, trying to drive on the up and thickish outside edge towards the slips cordon. Shane Warne has taken the catch gleefully, and that's the end of Alex Stewart. Caught Shane Warne ball, Glenn McGrath. Very good piece of bowling, intelligent bowling as well. Trying to sort the batsman out, inviting him to play away from the body. And Alex Stewart did exactly that. In the end, managed a thickish outside edge, and there was a slips cordon waiting for that catch. Nice catchable height as well when the ball was collected. So that's the end of Alex Stewart caught Shane Warne, bowled Glenn McGrath.